You know, for a lot of people, the best thing about the holidays, you know, for Texans anyway, for many decades, has been giving, or better yet, receiving a Todder, Texas Greenberg smoked turkey. Man who sends tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of these things all over the country every year. Joins us right now, Sam Greenberg, the turkey man. It's good to have you with us.
Decades? It's 80 years.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 61, but this would have been my dad's 80th year to do this.
Is that right? 80 years?
Yeah. 80 years. It's remarkable.
It is remarkable, and it keeps on growing. So did you have a good year?
We had a great year. You know, this has been a great holiday season, and beyond anything I could imagine. Our Thanksgiving was just crazy. Christmas too, so it's been good.
Well, there were some challenges, and actually we were together after the holidays last year, and I know at the time you were pre-ordering turkeys, and at
right.
the time it looked like we were going to have a trade war that was going to cause a global recession. It looked like the Fed was going to hike interest rates 3 times. I mean, as a businessman, how do you make a decision in that environment to go out and buy a bunch of turkeys that you're not going to send out for another 9 or 10 months?
You know, that's always been the problem. But even worse than that is, as we get closer to the holidays, smoking a bunch of turkeys that we may be left with in our freezer. So, you know, that's the big nightmare I have. But, you know, I will say this. I have customers that are going to order regardless. And we're not talking about a huge item. So, you know, people want that thing that they're used to, that is a tradition, that is comfort food, especially here at the holidays. And that's what keeps us in business.
Well, I'm like a lot of people. I mean, I think of you in terms of onesies and twosies, but your business comes with people that order, you know, 10 or 20 in corporate.
No.
Really?
The average order is 1 or 2. That's it. Now, we do have some large corporate orders, but by and large, it's 1s and 2s.
Well, maybe
people order it for themselves and family.
And maybe that answers part of the question, because there have been some tax law changes, and it's harder to write off, you know, some of these gifts and that sort of thing.
That's true. But, you know, what I find is that with the lower of the corporate income tax rate, companies are feeling a little more they're apt to give to their employees and things like that. And, you know, because they have more money in their pocket. That's what I'm finding.
So you've got these commodities that you've got a finite amount of time to deliver. I saw Amazon, you know, turn around and fire FedEx the other day and say, you know, we don't want any of our visitors to use them. What's your relationship? You're totally dependent on these services, right?
Right. But you know what I have found? The biggest Amazon effect that affects my business is the fact that people, what my business has always done is, you tell us when you want the turkey to arrive, when you want that gift to arrive. And that's when we on the back end to schedule when to ship that. But because of Amazon and everybody becoming more acclimated to their way of business, you don't order until you want the item. There is no ordering it down the road with Amazon. So what we've had to do is to be able to accommodate later and later ordering from our customers, which, you know, that's, if you do what you have to do, you bend and you accommodate.
Well, so it becomes more and more of a leap of faith when you've got these birds smoking in anticipation that they're going to be sold.
Yeah, but you know what? If it were easy, everybody would do it.
Well, I've watched you grow over the years, and I think, I guess, you know, the advent of being able to ship all over the country very quickly has certainly grown your business. Oprah adopting you is one of her favorite things, not once or twice, but twice has been good. But now you've converted to taking credit cards over the last few years. So what's the next big thing for you?
You know, I don't know. I will say this. I think there's going to be some new things in the pipeline this coming year, maybe in the next 2 years, that we're working on. And hopefully they'll pan out. We don't know. We're just trying some new avenues, but it should be interesting.
You know, because of the constraints with this commodity, I mean, you're pretty well held down to the lower 48 for business.
Right.
Yeah. Can you become an international factor? Is there anything?
No. I and you know, I'm happy with just Texas, but no, we're glad to service all over the continental United States. And, you know, right now with me and my son, I've got my son working with me now. You know, that's big enough for us right now.
All right. So pretty soon you're going to pick up the phone and sort of start, ordering and making your bet on 2020. You got to upsize your order from 2019?
I don't see why not. I think I don't see things changing enough that it's – things have to be dire for our business to change. You know, back in 08, things were – you could tell things were changing radically. I saw that coming, but I don't see anything on the horizon that would greatly affect our business. Of course, you know, anything can happen. Things happen quick in this day and age, so anything can happen. But we're protected pretty good.
Yeah, but you've been a good barometer for us for a long time, so we'll take your advice and enter into the roaring 20s with a fair amount of optimism.
Well, I think it's going to be a great year.
I hope you're right. Sam Greenberg is the Turkey Man and always one of our favorite guests. We wish you a great year.
Thank you, and great to talk to you again.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD. For more of our conversation with Mr. Greenberg, go to krld.com/CEO.